So as ever, taking as much time as we need to invite ourselves into presence, into being here. Feeling the holding of the earth. Welcome of the space around us. And the steady rhythm of our breath. And our vibrancy, our aliveness. And we might feel pulsing in the body. Warmth. Even tensions are a sign of our aliveness. Seeing if we can taste into this moment of this wild and precious life. So Noon and I have talked quite a bit about this quality of metta in Pali, which is like friendliness, kindness, tenderness. And sometimes this it can feel hard to access this in ourselves. We're not used to it. We don't know what it's like necessarily to really receive our experience. Because we're not always taught to. We're taught to run after things or to avoid things. We're not taught to be softly present, necessarily open. So this takes a certain amount of trust, and we can already trust maybe this context of a meditation retreat. And each of us has found a safe space to be in, where we can have the time and the space to meditate. giving ourselves this is already a kindness towards ourselves. We may have come with the intention to listen inwardly, to explore experience. This too is a great kindness towards ourselves, a deep kindness. So if internally there's a sense of hardness, there's a sense of judgment, or it's difficult to find a sense of safety, we can already pause gently with those movements and not add what the Buddha called the second arrow, where we add a layer of judgment, of criticism. We can pause and go, okay, so this hardness is present inside me, if it is, or this sense of I don't really know where it's safe. If we pause here, just pausing, just being aware of that feeling how held we are by the earth. Already this is a gentling towards our experience. Just pausing. Breathing with whatever feels contracted or hard. Sometimes bringing attention to the outside of our body. Again, the holding of the earth that's really supporting us, welcoming us. Feel, however we can feel that. Let ourselves take it in and let it spread through into wherever feels hard or tight or driven. This too is held. By the earth. Or we can feel the softness of the air on our skin. Just feel how, unless it's very windy, the air's just gently touching the skin. It's not pushing us around. It's not squashing us. a space for us here. Feel the gentleness of the air, gently holding us and nourishing us. Again, if there's areas of hardness or a feeling of not knowing how to be kind, we can take in the kindness of the air. A soft touch on the skin. Bring that softwards inwardly. The gentleness of the breath, caressing the inside of the chest, the belly. It's warm, it's soft. It's bringing life. And we can fill ourselves up with this warm softness. Feeling we're still anchored, we're still solid, held by the earth. But we can breathe in this softness. Sometimes even we can imagine a warm light coming into our body and spreading with the breath. Through the chest, the belly, our limbs, right down to our fingertips. Through all of our body, our back, our head. So it's like we learn to attune to softness, to warmth, to friendliness in this way, to receiving. And if there's areas of the body that feel numb or feel shock or feel hard, we don't have to force our way in there. This warm, soft breath can just touch gently the edge. Just meet. Let that hardness know there's something else here. Or the numbness know it's okay. We're not going to invade, we're not going to force, but there's softness, there's holding. And there's non-judging. And we can come back to our anchor of just the contact with the earth, however we feel that. However tiny that might be or large that might be. Let ourselves be held, nourished. And feel the wonder of our own being. Even with all its contractions, all its things that feel, we feel this is not okay, that's not okay. There's this incredible living, breathing being sitting here. We're connected to the earth, we're connected to each other, we're all breathing the air. And this incredible life is happening. And to tune into the quality of gentleness of receiving, we can also sometimes find a part of our body where we sense that more. There might be some part of us that feels softer, more relaxed, more open. And we can use our inner eye, our inner heart listening to look around the body, feel around the body. Maybe the softness around the eyes or the earlobes. The earlobes are lovely, soft little things. The belly might feel expansive. And even this act of opening up our inner eye, our inner listening towards the different parts of the body. This in itself is also a kindness. And in sometimes finding places that are softer, or in taking in the softness of the air, the holding of the earth, it's like we're letting our heart attune to the quality of receiving, of gentleness. Feel the softness of the air and let the heart resonate with it. Or the gentleness of, say, the earlobes or some part of your body, and let your being resonate with it. Fill with it as we can fill our chest with the softness of the air coming in. And so even if we haven't learnt this in our childhoods or in as we've been growing, we can learn now to attune, to resonate with this quality of friendliness that's here. Actually, it's here all around as it's here within us. Or sometimes we can evoke this quality by thinking of a being whom we really, really love, who we would really not wish harm. It can be a human being, it can be an animal, it might be a tree. There might be many beings like this. find that quality of heart that is tender, that doesn't wish harm, that wishes friendliness. And taste that quality as you imagine that being and knowing how you feel, how the heart feels. Taste that quality of care, of well-wishing. And then we can bring that inwards as we did with the breath, bring it in to our own being. How does it feel to be as friendly, as caring, as welcoming to this being here? Breathing through our body. However we can attune to this sense of welcome, friendliness, gentleness. Letting it come through into our body, into our heart, into our mind. A bit like we're soaking it in. So the Buddha gave this image of sometimes our mind heart is hard and brittle. It's like when you have bath salts and you have a ball of bath salts and it's really crumbly. And when our heart mind is like this, it just fragments. We can't follow the thread of things. Things just, it's jumpy, it fragments. But when we add a bit of oil to those bath salts, we can mold it and shape it and it stays together. It's soft and movable. Bringing the qualities of presence and of friendliness, of welcome, gentleness into our mind heart. This is like the oil that we're taking in. We're letting it come through our being. And it might throw up all sorts of voices of I'm not worth it, or this is false, or why is this, why are we doing this? Whatever those voices are, they can be held also in this heart of friendliness. Oh, you too, you're here too. We don't have to reject them, but we don't have to follow them either. Noticing if any fears come up. Or judgments. These two can be received like the air is gently receiving us, softly touching our skin. Our heart can be large enough and soft enough to receive a judgment, a fear. A not like, not liking, a liking. All of this can come into this soft, aware presence. So Ajahn Sumedho used to remind us very regularly that awareness is like space. It's large enough to receive anything that comes. And when awareness has this warmth, it's unafraid to just receive. So some people say appreciative awareness, some people say intuitive awareness. Lucid awareness. It's always got this quality of, or this capacity of receiving, of meeting. And the response. So we can notice, how is our presence? How is our awareness? Is it slightly aloof, slightly distant? Do we need to warm it up somehow, let it relax into this natural receiving quality? Come back to its natural openness. It's not coloured by fear or aversion or desire. So as we come towards the end of the meditation, just feeling into any sense, any resonance of friendliness, receiving warmth of presence, of heart, that we may have been able to tune into, and letting that flow in the body. I'm feeling the holding of the earth, our own aliveness, sitting here. The softness of the air on the skin. And breathing that in. Warm gentleness, friendliness. Naturally here, actually, around us and within us. And then also breathing out this gentleness, this warmth of heart towards others. Letting the cycle of breathing in, this kindness, this tenderness, and letting the heart trust to breathe it out again. Breathe it in again and breathe it out again towards others. There's always enough. Feeling ourselves nourished by the air, by the sky, by the stars. And letting our well-wishing go out again. Coming in, going out. This connected movement. And staying in touch with our contact with the earth, our anchor. So this isn't a disembodied kind of airy experience. There's a warm heartfulness, embodiedness with it. Anchored. So we can end with the chant that we did last night, which, as I said, is on the same theme. It's wishing well-being for oneself and then sharing that with others, wishing that others be free from suffering and that we develop a heart of equanimity. Okay. So I'll start chanting, and please, if you have the words, please join in at your place. Unfortunately, we can't all have the sound on, because otherwise it gives horrible feedback. But we can each share the vibe from where we are. So. Ahang sukhito homi, niduko homi, avero homi, abaya pacho homi, anigo homi, sukhiatanang pariharami. Sabe sata sukhita hontu, sabe sata avera hontu, sabe sata abaya paja hontu, sabe sata aniga hontu. Sabe sata sukhiatanang pariharantu. Sabe sata sabaduka pamuchantu. Sabe sata lada sampatito mawigachantu. Sabe sata kama saka kama dayada kama yoni kama bandu kama pati sarana yam kamankari santi kalayanam wa papakam wa tasadayada Mawi Santi.